Okay, here we go, guys. Just fresh off the 48th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia Weekend in Las Vegas. A little slight technical difficulty trying to log in here, but we are back and trying to recover. And as quickly as we try to recover, we're headed straight into India for the GASP online sponsor here at Muscular Development, Shuru Classic. We just witnessed once again what I predicted early on, that Phil Heath would repeat as the 13th Mr. Olympia champion. So he defended his title, but not without a little bit of controversy from the Predator. By way of New York, Kai Greene, who was third place not 1 year ago, inched up into first runner-up. Now, some people said that was a given since Jay Cutler didn't show up to go head-to-head. Jay was first runner-up last year. This year, he sat the competition out, so Kai naturally would move up one spot. Not so quick. Kai didn't just move up a slot because Jay stepped aside. Kai was battling for the title of Mr. Olympia, and depending on who you polled in that audience, he technically could have walked away from that contest with the Sandow Trophy if there had been a poll of the audience. I talked to many people after the contest, and it literally was going back and forth and back and forth. Me, my type that I like, I had Phil Heath Friday night and Phil Heath again on Saturday night. He is the reigning, defending, two-time Mr. Olympia champion of 2012. The judging panel did agree. A lot of people were thrown off as our MC from Muscular Development, Bob Ciccarillo, announced that there was a one-point separation. And with a collective gasp, the audience thought there may be an upset. But then Bob clarified that it was between third and fourth place in the 212-pound division. A lot of people missed that little snide joke on the sly. He wasn't referring to the showdown that was Kai Greene and Phil Heath. And people got caught up in all of that hype. It was not that close mathematically. However, aesthetically, and opinions do matter. A lot of the fans were cheering for the underdog, Kai Greene. I thought that Phil Heath was nothing short of amazing. Yes, he was bigger. No, he wasn't as crisp as he was last year. But a lot of people like to make those last year references. Kai Greene wasn't what he was last year. He was better. Phil Heath was bigger, which you can give points for improving, was not as crisp, but he didn't have to be with his genetic makeup. He has stuff going on in his genetic chemistry that Kai Greene simply doesn't have genetically, and with another year training and dieting and continuing on the path that Kai is on, he can definitely step in there and put the champ on the ropes and wrestle that championship away. But time will tell. A lot can happen in a year. Look at the transformation that Kai Greene made. I mean, the waist was down, the thighs were up, the shoulders came up. I gave Phil 6 out of the 8 mandatory poses, and that was in head-to-head. I mean, some people arguably had Kai from the rear. I still stayed with Phil Heath from the rear. Some people gave Kai the front double biceps. I personally favored Phil Heath's double biceps. I'm not a judge, but what I saw was Mr. Olympia defend his title, and Kai Greene much improved, and he should be rewarded as such. A year ago, in third place, he walked off with $75,000 for his efforts. This year, Kai Greene gets the silver medal and the $100,000 booty that went along with it. Now, some people might have missed this, but the Mr. Olympia prize money jumped up by $50,000 in first place. Phil Heath walked off with the largest prize money in the history of the game at $250,000, and he's on his way now to India this weekend to try to go and buy for another $40,000-$50,000 payday. He could technically make $300,000 in 2 weeks' time. Now, we know it takes longer than 2 weeks to make that kind of money, but still, bodybuilding is alive and well, and if he so chooses, the week after that, the second annual Arnold Europe Championships return to Madrid, Spain on October 12th and 13th. I'll be there on behalf of Muscular Development, bringing all of the action. I'm not sure Phil Heath will be there, but a lot of the guys are running the pro circuit. I know Tony Freeman said he's going. Our third place finalist, Sean Flexitron Roden, surprised and shocked a lot of people. I wasn't one of them. I knew Sean had the goods. He winds up in the third spot, $75,000 richer for his efforts. He is now going to embark on what will challenge his manhood as a pro bodybuilder in terms of traveling out of the country, all the way to India, and then coming back all the way to Spain to see if he can run the table. He's got 2 victories this year at the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly in August, and again at the Dallas Europa Pro, climbed into the third spot. Now he is the top. He's the third bodybuilder in the world. He's going to Shiru, and the pecking order, I think, will probably be the same. I think it's going to be Phil Heath, Kai Greene, and Sean Roden. But if Phil gets upset in India, it's going to be because Kai Greene knows what's at stake and would love to have another victory over Phil Heath and take that People's Champion title for, you know, for what it's worth. I mean, Kai Greene was devastated, but at the same time, he was elated. You want to talk about agony and ecstasy? Kai Greene was the personification of both, as we saw Phil Heath drop down on his knees and elbows a la Ronnie Coleman to collect himself, to actually rise to the tap on his shoulder by Kai Greene, who recognized that it was a battle, saluted the champion, and then broke into tears. So Kai Greene, a very emotional athlete, and rightfully and deservedly so, is now the number two bodybuilder in the world, something he probably actually never thought was going to be a reality. But now he's knocking on the door to becoming the next Mr. Olympia. So with that behind us, Sean Roden is out there representing Maryland, where another Hall of Fame bodybuilder came out of, and that's by the name of Kevin Lavroni. Now, Kevin is only a four-time first Mr. Olympia runner-up out of Maryland, a former national champion, an Arnold Classic champion twice. There's a lot in store for Sean Roden, a mini Flex Wheeler, if he can continually make the improvements that he has. A lot of comparison between him and Flex Wheeler. However, Flex had bigger arms, much bigger arms. Flex had his chest was his weakness, but Sean's is even a little bit weaker than Flex's. So if Sean can bring up the arms and the chest and, you know, not let his thighs get away with him, because he's got better legs than Flex Wheeler does, he'll be right there to battle with these cats in the next year or so. And of course, Jay Cutler is rumbling, making rumbles that he may be on that stage in 2013. Already announced he's going to be teaming up with Chad Nichols, who has worked with everybody from Ronnie Coleman to Flex Wheeler and Nasser El-Sambadi, Chris Cormier, and Paul Dillette, and is only married to a four-time Ms. Olympian, Kim Shizeski, from back in the day. Those two teaming up could make for an interesting return to the stage come next September out in Las Vegas. But for those of you that did miss it, make sure you go to MuscularDevelopment.com. Follow us online. Check out the play-by-play where we brought everything. We threw the kitchen sink at you guys with some prejudging wrap-ups and some final wrap-ups, as well as the play-by-play. Now, not to be outdone, there was another contest. I just got to the top three, but we'll get back to it. There was another contest, which is the 212 Showdown Championships. And on that Olympia Showdown Championships, we saw the first ever crowning of the 212-pound winner, since it was the first time they ever held that championship there. We'll get to that with an observer who only has three Olympia Showdown championships to his credit, being that he was the 202-pound winner. Kevin English, he's going to be calling in to share with us his perspective on that championship. But coming in fourth place, we saw the Blade, Dexter Jackson, kind of redo what he's done. He got very close to his 2008 condition, and showed the old young guns out there that the old dog still can bite. And he showed up surprisingly in very good condition and was rewarded handsomely so, and he seemed very elated to leapfrog over a few guys that had his number in the past several years. Dexter's going to be 43 years old this year, and to get third place in the contest that big, he's got something to be, or fourth place, he's got something to smile about. In fifth place is where the controversy came in. There was a lot of people with some very strong opinions on fifth place. A lot of them had not Branch Warren, but rather potentially Dennis Wolf. In the prejudging, they called out only five guys in that top call out, leaving the sixth space available. However, they never did compare Branch Warren and Dennis Wolf together until the evening. And a lot of people felt a little bit shortchanged because they wanted that comparison at the prejudging, and they never got it. Branch was, you know, typical Branch, but again, when you get up there in that genetic lineup and you got Dexter, Sean Roden, Kai, and Phil, it's hard to throw Branch into that mix on the genetic level. He just doesn't have the shape, symmetry, nor the balance. Certainly has the muscle in certain places, the knock on Branch of the biceps and the triceps, I should say both, just pale in comparison to what he was up against in the top four. You know, Dexter arguably has some of the best arms. Phil Heath's arms are just ridiculous. And if you've ever gotten a close-up look of Kai Greene's biceps, forget it. Good night, Gracie. And Sean Roden is strong in his own right. Branch is heavily bottom on the bottom end. He's heavy, heavily muscled, the thighs. However, upon closer observation, you can see one leg appears a little bit bigger than the other. From the rear, he just didn't have the hardness that he had in Columbus, Ohio. Now, I don't want to take anything away from Branch. He's a two-time Arnold Classic champion. He's won the Europa Show a couple of times, New York Pro Championships. The guy came from the back of the pack, and he's got a very good pedigree and nice showings, a former first runner-up in the Olympia. But on this night, it was not meant to be for Branch Warren. He was rewarded for his efforts, but I'm going to go on the side of what everybody else was saying, and that Dennis Wolf arguably could have and should have been in that number five spot. I think upon studies of the pictures and videos and collectively looking at what I saw in person, I would have to lean on that. I mean, Dennis Wolf's calves are his major flaw, and of course Branch has great calves. But the overall size, the V-shape, the X-frame, the back double bicep with the hamstrings, they just made Branch look small, and that's hard to do, to make Branch Warren look small, as big as Branch is. But Dennis Wolf, controversy abounded, but no one argued about the top six. The top six was the top six on my scorecard, and the majority of the observers in attendance. And we'll get to the bottom half of that, from seventh place to tenth, after we take our first commercial break post Mr. Olympia, coming back here with, a East Coast caller by the name of three-time Olympia Showdown, three-time New York Pro Champion, Kevin English, to help talk us through the 212-pound results right after this Olympia post-contest report on MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! Run! I saw you! I saw you! Run!
Yeah! The for the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are talking about the 48th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia, where we saw a young Phil Heath come in bigger and not as crisp, but I don't know how much crispness you need when you got that much muscle and definition and detail to go along with that second Sandow Trophy. But while we're at it, I'm just checking out the latest November issue of Muscular Development, where we have the four-time champion Jay Cutler, larger than life, with the inset of now our two-time Mr. Olympia champion, Phil Heath. It almost looked like it's morphed. I mean, he looks cartoonish the way he did on Saturday night in victory, with very little argument from me. And, of course, you got the new book in there with the Total Recall, the exclusive interview, My Unbelievable True Life Story by Arnold Schwarzenegger, done by MD's very own Peter McGough, who had a very good write-up report on the online site about the BPI Sports coverage of the Mr. Olympia. He says there is an Olympia rivalry that's being born out of the showdown that took place on Saturday night. But outside that top six, where things got even more interesting, of course, the controversy abounded between Branch Warren and Dennis Wolf flip-flopping places. I don't think Sean Roden and Dexter Jackson should have flip-flopped. I think Sean earned the right to be in that top three. And Dexter gave him absolutely no argument with his fourth-place finish. He was very happy and jovial to be close to where he's been, and it looks like he's going to go ahead on to Shiru and potentially back to the Madrid Arnold Europe Championships, looking for that fourth Arnold Classic title. He's tied right now with Jay Cutler with three out here in Columbus. I know that if he gets that Arnold Europe Championship, he will be right there with Flex Wheeler, tied with four. But in seventh place, we had the ageless Tony Freeman at 46 years old, still defying age, getting seventh place. Predictably so, that's exactly where a lot of people thought he may be. He is a top seven bodybuilder, and he just put an exclamation point on that. Evan Sanapani, making his pro Olympia debut, wound up in eighth. A little bit flat, a little bit depleted, could have been bigger and fuller. Definitely had the condition, but kind of got lost in that lineup. And we had Johnny Jackson, another 40-plus bodybuilder, who, if you chopped off his lower half, he could be battling Phil Heath for that Olympia title. I mean, the guy's got a world-class upper body. He does know his weakness in his calves and his legs. However, they've improved even with age, and I'm sure we'll see Johnny Jackson at the Masters Olympia, battling it out with some of those other guys, Tony Freeman and Dexter, later in the year. And, of course, Lionel Biecki, who won the first Flex Pro Championship, that was the first contest of the year back in February in Santa Monica, pulled up a 10th spot, knocking Hidetada Yamagishi, who was familiar with that position in the last several years, out of the top 10. And after that, it was just a mixed bag of placements underneath the top 10. But congratulations to Lionel, a new father of a baby girl. He announced that at the press conference over the weekend, so I'm sure he's got a lot to be proud of and is going home, you know, being one of the top 10 bodybuilders of 2012. But speaking of one of the top bodybuilders, noticeably absent as the prejudging went down on stage for the 212 championships, Kevin English, who won the New York Pro Championships at the 212 division and also has three of those other titles in the 202-pound division, was working for Metrics that weekend, and you couldn't miss him walking around like a super heavyweight. Big Kevin English, welcome back to MD Radio.
Thanks, Joe. What's cooking, baby?
Well, I mean, you were sorely missed in that mix, man. I thought things could have got very, very interesting watching this competition. A year ago at 202 pounds, we watched you fight back a young James Flex Lewis and Jose Raymond. How did it feel to be out there as a spectator for the first time? I'm just kind of thinking back to when I did that in 89. I sat it out in 89. And to watch the guys on stage do their thing, I kind of felt like, can I look like that? Do I look like that? Did you feel that way watching those guys on stage?
No, it just felt like really weird. And it was really upsetting. But I just have to keep telling myself that, you know what, everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I just can't wait to hop back on stage next year and compete with those guys.
So watching them in shape fired you up and was frustrating from the standpoint that they were going after a title that has your name on it?
Yeah, definitely. And also considering it was the first 212, you know, showdown. So it was upsetting.
Yeah. Well, for what it's worth, like you said, life and health prevailed, and taking care of the immediate stuff at hand, you live to fight another day. But that had to put a little bit of gas in your tank. Now that you are back home, you got to watch on the other side for the first time in 4 years or so, maybe 5 years, you got a chance to experience the Olympia experience. What side do you prefer to be on?
Definitely on the stage. You know, I feel like I'm heading towards the tail end of my career. I probably have like another four or five years left. So at this point, you know, I just, again, want to set a legacy for myself and just always try to, you know, improve from show to show.
Well, with that being said, did they get the winner right? I mean, James Flex Lewis, again, I hate to be redundant in using this word, but he was nothing short of amazing. For him, could have been fuller across the chest? What do you think?
You know, I think that as a competitor, like, we all can make improvements in certain areas, and we all have flaws mm-hmm. that we need to work on. And it was, in my opinion, you know, a lot of people, you know, at home, they see the pictures and they see what's going on online. But when you're actually there at the show, and the closer you are to the stage, you see a lot of different things. And I was sitting in the third row, not too far from the judges, and I could really see, you know, a lot more detail. And for, you know, those four guys were incredible. But at the same time, the physiques are all so different, mm-hmm. you know, so it's really hard to judge. You know, just backtracking, if you looked at Jose was extremely, extremely hard. I haven't seen Jose this hard, you know, and shredded ever. Aguado was pilled. If when you look at David Henry, you know, he was a lot smaller than usual, but he was, in my opinion, the most complete guy on stage, and he was hard as nails, and his certain body parts, like his back, just looked tremendous. As far as Flex, I don't think that Flex was as hard as he was last year, even though he was extremely hard, but he was much improved as far as being fuller, thicker, and he was by far the biggest on stage.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that was the storyline. At the end of the day, it was those guys and everyone else. So where does that leave a guy like Eduardo Correa? Does he got to pick his contest a little carefully? Because clearly, in Florida, when he won, he was a man against the boys, and at the top of the year, he was fifth at the open division. Was he exposed in terms of the genetic shape? I mean, we know he was grainy and hard.
Yeah, again, just in my opinion and everything, I think Aguado's an incredible bodybuilder, but he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. Like, I don't think that he should compete in the open division quite yet, even though he has the frame to do really well in that division. I think it's going to take time for him to put on that mature muscle mass to do extremely well. And then in the 212 class, it's almost like his frame doesn't fit. Like, his upper body seems to surpass his lower body a lot, and he needs to bring that up. And I'm just not sure, you know, with that small, I think he weighed like around 207. So even with that 5 pounds, I don't know if that's going to be enough for him to bring up his lower body and make that complete to match his upper body where it flows right.
Right. Well, he's definitely got his work cut out. But after that, I think that top lineup was noticeably missing yourself. And of course, I think Sami Al-Haddad would have made things even interesting. We know he got knocked out due to the point system this year. And rightfully so, everyone knew there was a point system in place, and if he really wanted to be in that show, he would have just had to compete a few more times in order to secure his place. So are we looking at another return to New York for Kevin English in 2013? Or are we going to look at another avenue, another venue, another competition that we may see you pop up at before the next year's showdown again with maybe James Flex Lewis?
Well, I'm definitely looking to compete in several shows this upcoming season. Right now, I'm just rehabbing my knee and want to take care of that first. But I'm looking to do roughly at least two shows before the 212 showdown. And definitely New York would be one of them because it's my hometown. And I love giving back to New York because a lot of my fans there, you know, can't make it over to the Olympia. So I always love giving back and, you know, supporting my hometown crowd.
All right, brother. Well, keep us posted when you get ready to make that decision. We'll follow your progress here at Muscular Development Radio and online. Kevin English, man, we missed you this year. We're going to see you back on stage in 2013. Get well, son.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling in, champ. That's Kevin English. We're going to come back with another guy who has a tendency just to defy the odds, and the guy's got 9 lives. Todd Jewell, fresh off a car accident. Newsflash right after this with our overall NPC national champion, Todd Jewell.
This is Marcus Haley, the Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight, your dark side war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number 4, energy.com.
Son! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Son! I still you! I still you!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein, 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are just revisiting the 48th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia weekend, and I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge that beside the repeat champion Phil Heath as the reigning defending Mr. Olympia and James Flex Lewis all the way from Wales, now living out in Tennessee, winning the 212-pound division, brand new. Let's also acknowledge a few lovely ladies like Nathalia Mello, who finally found her way to the title of Ms. Bikini Olympia champion, and well-deserved and long overdue. I am a big fan of hers. And again, Erin Stern found her way back into the Ms. Olympia mix by winning the figure division of the Ms. Olympia championships. And she is the personification of what a figure Olympia winner should look like. And she beat the outright champion, Nicole Wilkins, in head-to-head competition. They've been battling out the Arnold, the Olympia, the Arnold, the Olympia. And it seems that every year, one or two of those girls are going to come up victorious. It happened to be Erin Stern's night, Saturday. Also, let's give it up for six-time Ms. Olympia fitness winner, Adela Garcia. I believe now she's got six of those titles to go with her six Arnold Classic titles, which she, you know, she said it best, man. She never thought this would ever happen to her. It's not only happening, but it seems like they keep playing the same record every year because everybody wants that. And the judges love her, the fans love her. Adela Garcia, congratulations on becoming Ms. Fitness Olympia once again. And also, for the eighth time, give it up for Iris Kyle, who's just tied the all-time winner in Linda Murray. So now it begs the question, since Ronnie Coleman is retired and Lee Haney are retired and Linda Murray are retired and Iris Kyle is not, will she go for number 9 to stand alone in Olympia lore as the greatest Olympia winner of all time? If she wins next year, that's exactly who and what she will become. And that is just unimaginable, that someone could win an Olympia championship 9 times on any level with any stretch of the imagination. If it's going to be done, they're going to have to do it with Iris Kyle, and she's going to have to be her all-time best, and she's young enough to do it. She has not lost a contest in quite some time. So we'll keep an eye out on Iris Kyle, and congratulations to all of those Olympia champions. I know what it takes to get up on that stage, not I don't know what it takes to win. So let me quantify that. I've been there and done that, but these champions stand alone in victory, and may they bask in the glory of their effort. Let's talk about somebody who almost was going to be in a wooden box and 6 feet underground not just a week ago. For the umpteenth time, let's bring him back from the brink of death, Big Todd Jewell, by way of Yakima, Washington. Welcome back to MD Radio. Todd, the crown jewel. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, man. So real quick, this is the Olympia weekend. I wanted to get this in because I know you're about to board a plane and fly out of the country for what I believe will be the second time in your life, correct?
Correct.
So bodybuilding has brought you around the world, and it's now starting to pay dividends in terms of, hey, you're starting to see how big this this industry really is. You're headed over to New Delhi and the Shiru Classic after you've already gone over to Finland. But in the middle, you made a little pit stop. You took a road trip, and you're on your way home, and at 290-some-odd pounds, give us the short version. I know I saw a few things on your Facebook with a totally, like a crushed aluminum can of a car. Give us the quick version so I can get back to this Olympia stuff. But tell me what happened and why you're not 6 feet underground.
Well, a short story, long weekend, not a whole lot of sleep before contest prep, or during contest prep. Nodded off while I was driving, at the cruise control set at 70 plus, and, fell asleep at the wheel, missed a turn, and about 45 degree angle into a rock wall, and cartwheeled the car a number of times and came to rest on its top.
Okay, wait, slow it down. Cartwheeled the car a number of times. Now, that's easier said. I mean, I've seen that happen on, like, you know, car chases on Cops. I've seen it in Starsky and Hutch, but here you are living through this barrel roll, woken up at high speed, and in a tin can. So when that thing stopped and the dust settled, what did you do? You buckled in, obviously.
Yeah, I was buckled in. Yeah, once they came to rest, I knew I probably needed to get out of there pretty quickly, so yeah, I unbuckled and kind of lowered myself down onto what would be the roof of the car, the ceiling of the car, and got myself turned around and tried to kick the driver's side door open. You know, pulled the handle and gave it a few kicks, and it wasn't budging, so I backed up into the passenger seat side a little farther and gave it all I had and figured, you know, my legs are pretty strong, so should be able to kick this thing open, but it was smashed down too far to open, so... actually, about that time, I saw some smoke coming into the interior of the car, and I kind of panicked a little bit. I'm thinking, man, I'm stuck in here, and I do not want to burn alive. So I started looking for other ways out and looked to the back seat, crawled through there, and managed to get one of the back doors open.
Well, what were you trying to get in there? What was in the car? Like your clothes, your food, your weights?
No, I'm still stuck in the car.
Oh, okay, I see. You're trying to get out of the car.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out.
Holy crap.
I did have to go back in to find my wallet, my phone. The State Patrol needed my ID and everything, so I had to crawl back in again. But at that point, I had turned the ignition off to the car to kind of minimize the risk of, you know, fire or anything. And so I managed to get back in there and get my wallet and my phone and crawl back out.
Well, Todd, for what it's worth, man, I'm glad that you didn't die, you know, alone on some deserted road, drive, you know, falling asleep at the wheel. I mean, we don't need that. So you basically dusted yourself off. You went and got checked out. You said you had a mild concussion, or?
Yeah, a little bit of concussion, and have a damaged AC joint in my shoulder and a bruised acromion bone in the shoulder as well. And other than that, just some bumps and bruises and really sore, bruised up hands from the steering wheel.
And that's not enough to keep you out of the gym training for what amounts to your fourth pro contest of the season.
Correct. Yeah, I took a couple of days off and I'm right back at it.
I know they said bodybuilders are crazy, man, but I think insane might be a more appropriate word when it comes to the crown jewel of bodybuilding. Now, Todd, you worked your way up from all the way up to fifth place. I think, what were you, an eighth place and a sixth place finisher this year? And
Fifth place? And sixth, yep, and then a fifth.
So what do you make of this Olympia, man? I mean, you weren't there. You were on your diet, and you were recovering from a car accident, and I know you followed along. You got the Did the results on paper come out kind of what you would think as a competitor? You're going to see this Olympia lineup in India.
Yeah, you know, I felt like the Olympia was very exciting this year because there was a lot of kind of unknowns. You know, it was Sean Roden coming up into the mix. That was exciting to see that, you know, a guy coming from 11th all the way up to third, and a well-deserved third. I almost would have had him in second, but it's, you know, without being in there in person, it's hard to say. But, you know, then seeing Branch slip down to fifth and everything, it was just, there was so much going on, and there was nothing that was real set this year. You know, usually you come in and you pretty much know who the top five are going to be, but, you know, he had Dexter coming back to his probably close to his all-time best. That was a surprise. So it was just a real exciting show to watch this year. But now I got to go against a lot of these guys this coming weekend. So
might as well do it. You know, it's your rookie season. Get it out of the way, regroup, and come back and get your ass to the big dance next year.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, there weren't a whole bunch of guys that resembled you. I mean, out of the big guys, we had Dennis Wolf and Tony Freeman. Outside of that, there weren't any big guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. It was hard to watch, you know, thinking, wow, I could have been somewhat competitive in there. I know how I stand next to Tony, you know, Tony Freeman now, and I've actually improved again since Finland. I'm coming in, should be coming in a little harder, and I've gained some strength again, so that usually equates to a little bit more size. So this should be even a better look yet than I came in with in Finland. So excited to see where I stack up against these guys.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, man, I mean, travel safe to India. I was there last year. They treated us all like rock stars. It's going to be interesting. Here's your chance now, without competing in the Mr. Olympia, to stand next to the very best the world has to offer and get educated up close and personal so that you can get your butt up there maybe 2013 and represent. So we're also going to get a sneak peek at Todd Jewell 1 week after the Shiru Classic. He is going to be the featured guest poser in Salt Lake City, Utah, for District State Chairman Steve Schmall up there. So check out Todd in the state of Utah. He'll come back, probably weighing somewhere close to 295 at that guest posing, man. But travel safe, Todd. I'm glad you're alive. Stay with us here at MD Radio. We're going to take our final commercial break, and I'm going to recap a few sideshows, some sights and scenes going on at the Olympia weekend. And, of course, want to give all of Team MD a special shout-out for working so hard and overtime. Fittadina, Peter McGough, Jeff Benz, Danielle, Jordan, you know, all the behind-the-scenes people, they don't always get recognized, Big Butch, but they do make it possible for you guys to follow along as if you were there. And with that, we'll come to our commercial break here. Todd, thanks for calling in. We'll stay tuned with you after the Shiru Classic.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Todd Jewell, alive and well and about to wreak some havoc on the bodybuilders in the country of India. Come back with us here at MD Radio right after this final commercial break.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest. Fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Bettencourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Bettencourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BettencourtNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! Run! It's going
again! For
the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Oh. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these. All right, it was a very busy, long weekend. And when I say long, I mean I don't know if I've ever been to a longer Olympia pre-judging on Friday night. We had 33 bikini girls, and of course, we had fitness routines and bodybuilding, and man, the men took the stage, I believe it was like 10 o'clock at night, it started at 7, so it almost took, 3 hours just to get our first look at the men, and of course, once the muscle did hit the stage, things came alive and started popping, but, a lot of action going on. I'm not so sure if it was a good thing to have 30-something plus women bikini girls on stage when only the top six were getting awards. Maybe I think hopefully they'll revisit that and make it a little tighter. Maybe we see the top 15 girls, or maybe top 20 at max. I mean, when you got 33 bikini girls and you got to chop off, you know, 28 of them or so, it's a hatchet job. But they were all beautiful in their own right. I just think that took an excessive amount of time. Maybe it can be condensed. The brother was hungry. But that being said, I don't think there was a boo the entire weekend, except for when they got to Dennis Wolf in his sixth place. I heard some boo birds come out. The expo itself was a highlight. That expo was almost, they had almost a whole other wing to it. It expanded, it almost doubled in size. I saw Forrest Griffin, the UFC fighter, was in the house hanging out. Michael Jai White, the actor, one of Troy Alves' good friends. Noticeably absent were some guys that are typically there. I didn't see, there were a few people that were not there. I did not see Lee Haney over the weekend. Kevin Leroney wasn't unable to make it. Had some family, concerns and wasn't able to make the trip. Big Ronnie Coleman was there with a big RV. It was all wrapped with the Ronnie Coleman nutrition banner. Big Jay Cutler was there at the expo, snuck into the prejudging. I didn't see him at the finals, very quiet, was not on board with Team MD that weekend. I didn't hear a word from Jay Cutler, but very strong presence with our online sponsor, BPI, right smack dab in the middle of the mix, signing his autographs, pushing his new products out there. The Hall of Famer Lee Labrada was in the house, got a chance to catch up with posing extraordinaire Ed Corney. Big Ed, man, he's got to be in his late 70s. I put him in his late 70s, still has a very strong sense of humor, still likes the idea that he's able to come out and meet people. The Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, was there, signing autographs as well. So overall, the expo was well attended. It was hot. The audience at the Olympia was down. The prejudging probably was, I don't know if we were at half capacity, which was surprising. I know we have a tough economy, but it just felt a little bit weird. Starting late, not so many people in the house. But the finals itself was nothing short of being right on par with what the Olympia is supposed to be. Robin Chang and his company, AMI, they put on a show that was seamless, no hiccups, it went smooth, and everybody seemed to be happy. It got out at a reasonable time before 10 o'clock, and people were able to eat and enjoy the Olympia festivities. They didn't make it to the Olympia seminar nor the Olympia dinner, but overall, I think I would give this year's Mr. Olympia Championships a very high mark. And a congratulations to everyone involved with raising the prize money for the guys that are putting it all on the line. Noticeably outside of the top 10 was our last year's most improved bodybuilder in the Masters division, Bill Wilmore, who's been there, I think, 5 times and has yet to crack the top 10. Hidetada Yamagishi, who looked phenomenal for Hide, fell out of the top 10. Some people question whether or not that was the right call. But it's hard to deny 40-plus-year-old bodybuilder Johnny Jackson from his rightful spot in that top 10 lineup. So the competition itself was fierce and competitive, and there was no arguments coming from any one direction. I think one of the things that we'll note as we move ahead, the flex bikini competition gained a lot of momentum. There were a lot of CrossFit components to the expo, which I think was inviting to a lot of outsiders. I know when I walked up to the Olympia Expo on Friday, the line wrapped. It looked like we were getting into the airport after 9/11. It was ridiculous, the amount of people standing in that desert sun. It was very warm the last Friday and Saturday of September. And now that we are in the month of October, things, we're going to have to look ahead. Of course, we're going to go straight to Shiru Classic in India this weekend, where we'll have pretty much the top 5 guys. We'll have a rubber match, I think, with a lot of those guys. It's going to be a very interesting show. And now we're going to have to deal with water retention and accessibility to the right kind of food and gyms. These athletes will really have to test themselves. And from there, we'll head into the Arnold Classic, second annual Arnold Europe in Madrid, Spain, October 12th and 13th. I'll be on the ground over there. Flex Wheeler will be in the house. So we're going to bring you some very good online coverage here at MuscularDevelopment.com. And then after that, we'll head into Europe and go over to England for the UK Pro Championships with a 212 component, I might add. It's going to be taking place right there in Manchester, England, not too far from London and, of course, King Dorian's hometown of Birmingham. After that, the next show will take place October the 27th. The new EVIL competition will be down there in Prague, and we will head after that into the NPC National Championships in Atlanta, Georgia, November 8th and 9th, I believe that is, and wrap things up with the Masters Olympia champion, the return in December 8th. Yarka Laurie is bringing that competition back to Miami on the 7th and 8th. Jackson looking for a $100,000 payday. Of course, the return of Dennis James. He's come out of retirement. He announced that over the weekend. He will be on the Masters Olympia stage along with Johnny Jackson, Ed second to none. There's a few bodybuilders that we didn't see at the Olympia that are going to be popping up at a couple of these shows, so things will get interesting really fast. And, of course, we'll see who winds up walking off with the 212-pound division over in England. I'm curious to see whether the Welshman, James Flex Lewis, will go home with this title and jump on stage 3 short weeks from today and compete out there in the UK and get that, the European audience behind him. But in the meantime, it is Monday, which means Monday Night Football. Things will be interesting here with the Dallas Cowboys coming up against the Chicago Bears. Look at MuscularDevelopment.com and follow along on the No Bull section where we have the Flash Report with Phil Heath repeats. Of course, we've got the reports with Kai Greene and Phil Heath, Kevin English. And again, Victor Martinez was scheduled to be on the radio show. I saw him. His arm is swollen. I mean, it's as big as my thigh. His forearm is on the, I believe it's the right arm. It doesn't look good right now. I'm curious to see what that progress looks like, but hopefully we'll get him on the radio show going into the Arnold Classic Europe, which is where he won a year ago and was promptly incarcerated for almost 7 months. So maybe he'll be around to give us a preview of what's going on at the Europa in Europe and bring us up to speed with his recovery on his arm. But make sure you read the final report by Peter McGough online. Check out the final video report of the Olympia with myself, Lex Wheeler, Dan Solomon, who did an outstanding job over the weekend, and, of course, Peter McGough. We have come to a close of episode 174 here at MD Radio. Hard to believe we're going into episode 175, but we will do just that with a recap of the Giroux Classic and a preview of the upcoming Arnold Classic Madrid, where thousands upon thousands of people will descend on Madrid, including the Governator, who will probably have a thing or two to do with his promotion of his new tell-all book, Total Recall. So we'll catch up with you guys after the game, 7 days from now, MuscularDevelopment.com. I'm Sean Ray. Peace, and I'm out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.